Breeze, I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Subway. Littleton police today are continuing their investigation into the murder of 42-year-old Barbara Parker. Littleton Police Sergeant Sean Dugan says today there is no holiday for investigators.
Beginning yesterday, we had 72 hours to get the case prepared. Normally, this would have been a day off for our investigators, but the entire detective division is working today to put the final pieces together of this case and get it filed within the prescribed 72-hour time period.
Police in Littleton found the woman's body yesterday while New Mexico state troopers arrested her husband, Gregory, in Raton. The courts in New Mexico are open today, so Parker is expected to be arraigned there. Yesterday morning, an Amber Alert was issued for the couple's three children, but that was canceled when the three girls were found safe at the home of their grandparents. Investigators say the woman was killed Saturday night, but so far they haven't said how she died. An El Paso County lawmaker hopes to pass a bill regulating rental properties in Colorado. The proposal by Representative Michael Merrifield would allow tenants to break their leases if necessary repairs are not made to their properties. The bill would also limit the amounts of late fees charged by landlords. Merrifield says this proposal would have no effect on responsible landlords who treat their tenants fairly. Merrifield's bill will be heard in committee today. A 16-year-old boy was killed yesterday in Lakewood in a two-car accident. Lakewood police say Victor Anthony Montoya was riding in the bed of a stolen pickup truck along with several other people, all aged 15 to 19 years old. Edgewater police had started chasing the truck, but as its speed increased, the officer turned off all emergency gear and broke off pursuit. Three of the people riding in the truck's bed were thrown out of it, including the boy who died, when the truck didn't yield at Colfax and Depew. There were nine people in the compact truck when it hit a Cadillac, injuring the two people in that car. The alleged driver of the truck, 19-year-old Angelo Anthony Garcia, along with two others, fled the scene on foot, but they were later traced to Aurora and arrested. Police believe alcohol was a factor in that crash. About 180 Fort Carson soldiers have returned from their tour of duty in Iraq. The soldiers get a 20 to 30-day leave now to spend time with their families. By the end of the spring, Fort Carson expects about 11,000 soldiers will come back home. The base has lost 41 soldiers since the beginning of the war in Iraq. Wisconsin looks to be the next state to endorse Senator John Kerry as the Democratic presidential nominee. The latest poll has 47% of likely voters casting their ballot for Kerry. Trailing in second place is former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, with Senator John Edwards close behind him. Wisconsin holds its primary tomorrow. President Bush is on the road today sharing his vision of the future for America, speaking in Tampa, Florida. Bush said health care costs are a real problem, and he has put forth some plans to help deal with the rising costs.
Such as association health plans, a plan that stalled in Congress that allows small business to pool risk. See, small businesses can't associate now in order to buy insurance like big businesses can. And small businesses ought to be allowed to try to contain costs by pooling risk.
He urged Congress to pass an energy bill this year, extend his tax cuts, and do more to end what he labels junk, frivolous lawsuits against doctors. Bush said that while he is optimistic about the road the nation is traveling, there are still struggles. He stressed that, quote, now is not the time to raise taxes on the American people. A weekend shooting on an Ohio freeway has been linked to 23 other such incidents. The Franklin County Sheriff's Department says the bullet that struck an SUV has been matched to eight others fired from the same gun. Witnesses have described the shooter as a white male, clean-shaven, and in his mid-30s. About 200 skiers and snowboarders spent yesterday afternoon trapped on a ski lift. Mechanical failure is to blame for the incident at the Gunstock Ski Area in New Hampshire. Crews had to lower the stranded people to the ground one by one. No one was injured. Stock market closed today for the President's Day holiday, so there's no news to report there. In sports, Colorado Avalanche returned to the Pepsi Center tonight to take on the Vancouver Canucks. In January, when they last met, the Avs beat the Canucks 4-2. Avs are coming off their 5-2 win over the Red Wings in Detroit on Saturday. Denver Nuggets continue the All-Star break, but they'll be back in action again tomorrow night at the Pepsi Center, where they take on the Philadelphia 76ers. Tonight's college basketball action has the Air Force Falcons in an away game against the University of Texas Pan-American Bronx. Start the year by eating and feeling good at Subway. Try Subway's new Atkins-friendly carb-controlled wraps. Savor the flavor of the turkey bacon melt or chicken bacon ranch Atkins-friendly wraps, now at Subway. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
Now, the next generation of talk radio.
Talk with us.
Blah, 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 blah.
Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Erman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
KNRC News Time is 12:06. Time to check with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report brought to you by Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. Trying to clear an accident on 104th on the ramp to southbound I-25, an injury accident there. US 85 and 77th, an accident in the cleanup stages as well. A lot of heavy traffic coming down from the mountains, so be prepared on 285, I-70, and US 6. When you buy a home with Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, stress won't be a closing cost. To experience stress-free house hunting for yourself, visit ColoradoHomes.com. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear the Annie Rush, Enid Goldstein next on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. We're going to stay sunny at least through midweek, and temperatures rising above average as well, except for today. Today, lots of sunshine. Our high, 45, just a couple degrees below average, 47. Later on tonight, clear and 26. But for tomorrow, 57 is our high, with lots of sunshine. Back to 57 for Wednesday with just a few clouds. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy, 44 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35, or when it breaks, on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, we think Denver's choice for talk. Now one of the Mile High City's most entertaining talk personalities, the Enid Goldstein Show. Here's Enid.
Well, here I am, 12:07, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live, coming to you right here from AM 1150 KNRC. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and tomorrow we're going to have Richard Florida on, Rise of the Creative Class. Happy President's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy post-Valentine's Day. Did you have a nice Valentine's Day? Did it disappoint you? I think Valentine's night is amateur's night out, to tell you the truth. But I actually had a good time. We had a reunion of Camp Venice. All of us, there were seven of us who went to Venice together. And five were able to make it. So we had a big reunion on Saturday night, and we watched a movie that was completely pointless about Venice. It was it was an old movie, and now I know why nobody ever heard of it. It was starring Donald Sutherland and Julie Christie. And it was shot in Venice, so it was beautiful to look at, but it was a thriller, but nobody could figure out what it was about. So either we're very dense or high art escapes us, and since at the end of the movie we now knew why nobody had ever heard of this movie. Anyway, I hope you have, if you're having the day off, I hope it's a good day and a productive day. I'm not having the day off, but I am yours until 3 o'clock, and we have a lot to talk about. We have all kinds of political stuff to talk about. We have a lot of stuff going on in Wisconsin with Dean and Kerry and people resigning, and oh, don't ask. There are all these rumors going on about John Kerry, and did he have a girlfriend or didn't he have a girlfriend? And oh, we've got all of that. Let's start out with Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson's in terrible financial having terrible financial troubles. He is still spending a fortune. He is really spends a lot of money every month. I mean, I think even maybe millions of dollars. I have these. I'm trying to find the numbers exactly, but your monthly budget, believe me, is not the same as Michael Jackson's. And because he's on trial here, he has no way really of earning additional income. So here he is, just he's broke. He owes the Bank of America. He owes a number of banks. really huge amounts of money. He's facing a cash crisis, and here's the information. Michael Jackson is near insolvency as he continues to pile up debt, sapping his last credit reserves. This is according to several of his close financial advisors. He faces an immediate cash crisis with a $70 million loan from Bank of America that was due, I think, last week. He has no money to repay it, according to his advisors. The child molestation charges against Michael Jackson and the allegations that the Nation of Islam, the black separatist group, is involved in his affairs have scared banks off and have hurt his ability to make more money. Banks were particularly reluctant to extend him credit because of reports that a senior member of the Nation of Islam, Leonard Muhammad, was controlling Jackson's finances. Muhammad, who has a series of failed businesses in the past, hung up the phone on a reporter who called to ask for comment. At least two groups of investors were prepared to make business deals with Mr. Jackson last year, but they have backed away because of the criminal charges. At the same time, new sources of income for Michael Jackson in the form of records or concert tours seem to be out of the question until the molestation charges are resolved. He is accused of 9 felony counts related to acts involving 13-year-old boy. By the way, if you can believe the tabloids, the 13-year-old boy in the Jackson case is very ill right now. He was close to death when Jackson first met him, and then he went into some sort of remission, and now he's back into not in great health anymore. So I suppose the Jackson people are hoping that he conks out. The tabs are reporting that a couple of other little boys have come forward with essentially the same allegations that this sick child has made against Michael Jackson. Meanwhile, creditors and vendors, like law firms, internet providers, and marketing companies, are being asked to discount their invoices, even that Jackson owes all this money to internet providers, law firms, and marketing companies. His advisors are asking these people to whom he owes money to discount their invoices. In other words, we'll give you something, we won't give you the full amount, discount your prices to us. Even as Michael Jackson has rented a home that is costing, are you ready for this? $70,000 a month. He's renting a home that's costing $70,000 a month, while his 2,700-acre ranch, Neverland, is standing empty. According to one advisor, Michael Jackson still has about a half dozen sources of income, including royalties from BMI and other music companies, but his most valuable asset by far is the Beatles catalog of about 250 songs that Jackson and Sony Music Entertainment jointly own as part of ATV publishing. Music publishing catalog, and it has an estimated value of $800 million to $900 million. The catalog of Mr. Jackson's own music, including hits like Billie Jean and Beat It, has an estimated value of $75 million to $90 million. State financial filings in California show that Michael Jackson owes millions of dollars to the Bank of America. In addition to a $70 million loan, there's also a $200 million loan guaranteed by the music catalog that he owns with Sony. But Jackson advisors said that that asset was also leveraged for an additional $250 million to buy other music libraries by other stars. A bank was about to place a lien on Neverland and other assets last year when an advisor stepped in. Apparently, under the Bank of America loan, listen to this, Michael Jackson does not appear worried. According to several close associates, he is spending, you know how much he spends a month? You want to take a guess? How much does Michael Jackson spend a month? Forget the $70,000 a month that he pays in rent. Here's how much he spends in a month. He spends about $2 million a month, often on shopping sprees, like one for cars on a recent weekend. He's also paying for a contingent of Nation of Islam members who've become part of his inner circle. Under the Bank of America loan, he's limited to spending only $1.5 million a month. Apparently, there are a few million dollars left to be drawn down, and after that, there's a reserve to pay the interest. But he's effectively nearing insolvency, effectively out of money. I know it's hard to generate a lot of sympathy for Michael Jackson. Well, now he's said, the tabloids are reporting that there's a French blonde that he's been seen with, and he's begging her to be his wife because he'll need a wife to stand by him during the trial. And here's how it goes in terms of the romance department with this French woman, who's, I think, a model. She revealed to a pal that at the ranch at Neverland, she and Michael Jackson would lie in bed and talk about old movies or play video games and occasionally kiss and hug. But when things started to heat up, he always pulled away and just giggled. So I guess she'd jump into bed with him just wearing a T-shirt and panties, and he would strip down to his shorts, and they would lie in bed and talk about old movies or play video games, and they'd occasionally kiss and hug, but when things started to heat up, he always just pulled away and giggled. Well, there's a marriage for you. Two more boys have come forward, a potential marriage, let's say, two more with a lifetime supply of Viagra or something. Two more boys have stepped forward to say that they were molested by Jackson. The prosecution almost needs other people, because if, in fact, the kid who has brought the original charges is as ill as has been reported, then if that child doesn't make it, why, they need to have other people step forward. Otherwise, that's it for these charges. So you have the possibility that Michael Jackson will get himself married just in time for his trial, even though he seems to have no interest in sex whatsoever with the bride, potential bride-to-be. And he's facing a huge cash crisis, and they've got him down. The Bank of America, in order to for that loan to have occurred, they have forced him to spend no more than $1.5 million a month. he's just down to nothing, just the bare bones. So that's the latest on Michael Jackson. The tabloids are reporting that Saddam Hussein is dying of cancer, and that he's being treated by American specialists. Yes, I will share that with you. 303-382-1150. What do you think about Michael Jackson? What do you think about the whole story? Is he continuing to go on these incredible spending sprees because he doesn't want to realize, he doesn't want to admit to himself that, A, he's out of cash, and, B, he's kind of out of a career? 303-382-1150. Liam calling from Congress Park. Are you live with Enid?
Well, hey, hey.
Hey.
Michael Jackson, pathology personified.
Oh, how can you say that, Liam?
I can say it very easily. I just did, although it was alliterative. Let me see. Well, he can get married to someone of the opposite sex, although the question is, what's the opposite sex?
For him?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Me.
We don't really know.
But he
falls somewhere between park and neutral in life, and I don't know what gear it would be called.
Maybe Marilyn Musgrave needs to think and expand her nasty little...
Well, that's it. How do you know? What do you put? You put some kind of radar over somebody's head and find out exactly what their gender and what their sexuality is?
Well, of course. That's the American way.
Oh, it is?
But back to other perverts, namely Michael Jackson, that I have zero sympathy for him. I have had zero sympathy for that freak, that creep, for many, many years. And it all has to do with something to do called narcissism. He's the most narcissistic, indulged, and self-indulgent person on the planet, or one of them anyway. And I just have no sympathy. Boo-hoo. By the way, Sir Paul McCartney hates his guts.
Why? Well, he owns the Beatles song catalog.
Yeah,
so
and he promised he wouldn't do that. He promised he wouldn't outbid Sir Paul. See, I've never seen Paul McCartney ever display other than a kind...
Paul McCartney's a rich man. Why didn't he up the bidding?
It had something to do with, I don't know, maybe there was a cash flow problem or something. Anyway, Jackson assured McCartney that, oh, I won't do that, Michael. They used to be collaborators and even friends, and now the only time I've ever seen Paul McCartney ever scowl in a black cloud over his head when he was interviewed was when he was asked several years ago about Michael Jackson. He said, I don't want to talk about it. And the interviewer went, okay, because he lied. He told him he and Sony wouldn't outbid.
It is his only major asset at the moment. And there has been heavy borrowing against it. So I don't.
And who wrote those songs? Mostly Lennon and McCartney, right?
Yeah, but they sold them.
I know.
I mean, you put it on the block. It's out of your hands. It doesn't matter what anybody promises you, unless you have it in writing.
I think there was something to do with a previous contractual agreement. Anyway, I'm not sure about all the legal niceties and complexities of it, but all I know is that Paul McCartney is not a fan of Michael Jackson.
Oh, well, we're happy to know that. All right, anything else about Michael Jackson?
Well, I just, you know, like I say, if you can make Paul McCartney mad at you, you can make anyone mad at you.
Well, it's Michael Jackson is so freaky.
He's a creep.
He is a creep, but here it is. Here we are. We've got front row seats in pedophilia is what it's looking
pretty
like.
Much. Oh, God. Well,
here we are. We're shocked by it. We hate it. But we can't. We've got a freak sideshow going on here, and we can't keep our eyeballs off of the Michael Jackson trial because it's too weird.
It's like a train wreck. You can't turn your eyes away.
That's right. Liam, thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Speaking of Marilyn Musgrave and the amendment that she wants to propose, banning any kind of marriage except between a man and a woman. And I've asked the question, and I asked it the other day. If you've had a sex change and you started life as a girl and now you're a boy, what are you when you apply for your marriage license? What are you if they want to send you off to the pokey? Do they send you to the women's jail? Do they send you to the men's jail? Do you use the ladies' room or do you use the men's room? Well, who are you? And how does this constitutional ban going to help you or hurt you? How is it going to help marriage? In Europe, you can get married a little. We don't have that here. But there's like marriage light in France, for example. It is a kind of domestic partnership. It's not quite as binding as marriage. It doesn't have quite the same going for it as marriage, but it has some things going for it, and you have to wait about 3 years. It's a civil solidarity pact, and it confers some stability and some legal rights. If you're there, if you're together for 3 years, you get some of the same tax breaks as married couples. In Scandinavian countries, where being unmarried is increasingly the norm, they have long allowed couples to register as domestic partners, mostly as a way to protect any children that the couples have together. Even in Italy, where marriage is so deeply rooted as the foundation of society that it's codified in the constitution, a proposed law would for the first time grant some legal recognition to unmarried couples. So I'm just telling you that the way it's going in Europe, you don't actually, there is more than one form of marriage. In this country, think about the idea of having starter marriages or turning wheel marriages where it's marriage light until we know whether it's going to take off. And how about, I'm going to throw this one into it too, this little codicil. How about we don't give you a present until you demonstrate that you can stay married for about 2 years, okay? How many times have I bought wedding gifts at no small amount of money only to have this ungrateful couple who could barely bestir themselves to even write a thank you note get themselves divorced? And I have one friend who was a TV critic, and he's been married 4 times. And after the third wedding, I said, I'm not buying. I said, you know what? I was at two of your weddings. No, I was I two or three? I can't remember. I said, I'm not buying you any more wedding gifts. I went to, I think I bought gifts for 2 or 3 weddings. And I said, that's it. I'm done. And sure enough, this last marriage where the bride fainted in the middle of it, and they had to stop and then go, I thought, oh, this isn't, not a good omen. This one didn't last. I don't think this one lasted even 2 years. So at first I thought I'm being so mean not to get a gift. But now I'm happy I didn't. 303-382-1150, Michael Jackson, gay marriage. More on the allegations that Carrie may have wiggled with some sort of an intern. We have the scoop coming up right here on Enid Live, AM 1150, KNRC.
From baby steps to giant strides, we'll keep you informed every step of the way. AM 1150, KNRC.
What's all the buzz in the suburbs? Find out by subscribing to Buzz in the Burbs magazine. If you're looking for all the best places to eat, shop, travel, and have fun with the family, you'll find it in Buzz in the Burbs, the original lifestyle magazine for Denver suburbs. Buzz in the Burbs is a terrific resource with a wealth of information on fashion, food, home, travel, health, education, local events, personalities, and more. Best of all, you can get the buzz delivered right to your door. If you're not on the mailing list, call Buzz in the Burbs at 303-689-7665 or visit www.buzzintheburbs.com now to subscribe. For just over $1 a month, you get all the buzz about your suburban community right in your mailbox every month. 40,000 active, affluent families rely on Buzz in the Burbs for great ideas on family living. For advertising information or to subscribe, call 303-689-7665 or check out the buzz on the web at www.buzzintheburbs.com. Call 303-689-7665 today.
In 1779, before he became the second president of the United States, John Adams wrote to his wife Abigail, "I am but an ordinary man. The times alone have destined me to fame. As John's political career grew and the couple's correspondence continued year upon year, these two preserved a unique and historical legacy through their intimate accounts and keen insight into the founding of our nation. In an effort to bring these two characters and their worlds to life, and as part of the Continuing American Spirit series, the Colorado Endowment for the Humanities will present An Evening with John and Abigail Adams, America's first true political couple, on state at historic Trinity United Methodist Church in downtown Denver on Thursday, February 19th, 2004, from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Tickets to this unique fundraising event are $35 and may be purchased by phone at 303-894-7951 or online at www.ceh.org. Again, to purchase tickets, call 303-894-7951.
Tickets are on sale now for the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series, featuring the dynamic lineup of retired General Tommy Franks on Tuesday, March 30th, and Steve Forbes on Monday, May 17th. Tickets are still available for these compelling speakers. For information on the remaining ticket packages, go to www.denverlectureseries.com and expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series, a program of junior achievement and sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
Line up with you. Join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
12:25 on the Monday edition, President's Day edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and I want to just remind you that we're going to have Richard Florida in tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that interview. It's the rise of the creative class. And I was looking at the book review section of the New York Times, and I have to tell you, guess what the number one book is in the New York Times book review? Bestseller book, nonfiction, The Price of Loyalty by Ron Suskind. We had him with us yesterday. And number two book, this is in the nonfiction section, was American Dynasty by Kevin Phillips, whom we also had on about a week or two ago. So we have the top, and the number one in fiction is The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown, and we have also had him live in the studio. So I just want to tell you, this is a show that you ought to put on your appointment diary to listen to noon to three, Monday through Friday. We have the best guests, really first-class guests on this program. We're talking about all sorts of things, Michael Jackson, and we're talking about gay marriage and marriage life. And I want to just share this with you. If you know the phrase, love, the love that dare not speak its name refers to gay love. And it's an old term from, I think, used in England probably 100 years ago, the love that dare not speak its name. Well, here's a headline of a story in the New York Times called The Love That Dare Not Squeak Its Name. Homosexuality among animals is apparently very common. Roy and Silo, two chin-strap penguins at the Central Park Zoo in Manhattan, are completely devoted to each other. For nearly 60 years now, they've been inseparable. They exhibit what in penguin parlance is called ecstatic behavior. That is, they entwine their necks, they vocalize to each other, they have sex. Silo and Roy are gay penguins. When offered a female companion, they have adamantly refused it, and the females aren't interested in them either. At one time, the two seemed so desperate to incubate an egg together that they put a rock on their nest and sat on it, keeping it warm in the folds of their abdomens. Finally, they were given a fertile egg that needed care to hatch. Things went perfectly. Roy and Silo sat on it for the typical 34 days until a chick, Tango, was born. For the next 2.5 months, they raised Tango, keeping her warm and feeding her food from their beaks until she could go out into the world on her own. They did a great job, said one of the keepers there. Ryan's penguins usually like a swim after they eat. And Silo was in the water after his lunch. Roy had finished his dip and was up on the beach. Roy and Silo are hardly unusual. Milo and Squawk, two young males, are also beginning to exhibit courtship behavior, hanging out with each other, billing and bowing. Before them, the Central Park Zoo had Georgie and Mickey, two female Gentoo penguins who tried to incubate eggs together. And Wendell and Cass, a devoted male African penguin pair, live at the New York Aquarium in Coney Island. Indeed, scientists have found homosexual behavior throughout the animal world. You know what I would ask, though? I would ask whether if you're institutionalized or incarcerated in a zoo, like you are, like you would be in prison, whether you become a homosexual penguin, or are you born that way? 303-382-1150. Lana, hi, you're live with Enid.
Oh, hi. I'm Lena. I'm a linguist. I've studied various languages, and I've noticed that a lot of people have this problem with just the language of it, calling it marriage. The impression I get is people feel like it's as strange as trying to say, well, I know I'm a pedestrian, and I don't have a horse, but I really want to be an equestrian. You know, I can't get the horse, but I want to be an equestrian. And my suggestion is, let the people who are so intensely attached to the name marriage, keep it and just keep that definition. You know, we can just keep it in the dictionary and give the word espoused.
Espoused?
Espoused.
In other words, for everybody who is of the traditional school and they want to believe in marriage.
Yes.
You can be married.
They go get a marriage license.
But everybody else gets to be espoused, and you get the same, and you get the same privileges and so forth.
Espoused. I have my sister had a wife. Pardon me for, but they were open. But if you have a husband, you have a husband, or a wife, you have a wife. But you're espoused. And so the people who are, well, this is marriage, no ifs, ands, or buts, they can go to the dictionary and look it up and be comforted that their God is the way he is, and he's he. Pardon me.
Well, it's a she.
That's another issue, right? But
right.
We're not into that right now. But the point is, if we were to give the linguistic respect where it is due and let a definition be assigned to a word and agree on it and say espoused has these legal rights, and then you can go to town on the legal rights and say, well, if you're in this job and you have this employer, you know, that one.
It's an interesting.
Otherwise, we vote. Go ahead.
It's an interesting idea. What do you think about the whole idea of marriage light, where a civil union such as they have in some European countries?
Well, I'm the mother of sons, and I have suggested to my sons that and my nephews that if they would like to sow wild oats, it's best to do it with someone who is either by age or surgery past the age of having a harvest of these wild oats.
Okay, Len, I thank you for the call. I should have asked her, and I was just thinking about this. I have a friend, and my friend is an Episcopalian, and she will not go to a church, an Episcopal church, where there are female priests. And the Episcopal church, and certainly in San Francisco, has a lot of female priests and elsewhere. And she will not go. She tried it once. And when the female priest got up there and said something about Jesus, and then used the pronoun she, that was it. My friend got up and walked out. I would think that as God is all things, because God is omnipotent, Jesus too can be combining all forms of sexuality. But I don't know why I'm throwing this into the conversation, but I was really astonished to hear this, that somebody walked out of a church service because the female priest referred to Jesus as she. That was very offensive to my friend. She walked right out. Would you like to comment on that? 3033211150. Is that so bad to be a she? If you are an omnipotent, you are all things. Are you not all forms of sexuality or all forms of everything? Do I have that right? Mike, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yes, Enid. The government should not lend credibility to a lifestyle that is detrimental to both the people who engage in it and society. And I believe that
what lifestyle are you talking about?
Homosexuality.
And how is this detrimental to the people who engage in it?
I've never heard of HIV.
Well, do you know that in Africa the biggest transmission is heterosexual transmission? It can happen regardless of your sexuality.
Have you ever heard of hepatitis? High suicide rate.
Hepatitis happens with bad needles, shared razors, shared toothbrushes, and a lot of other things. I think that any kind of sex, when we talk about safe sex, it's just an idea to make us comfortable. In fact, sex has never been safe. And the idea that you can make it safe when you're talking about moving the earth in every single conceivable definition is just erroneous.
It's more safe if you're in a committed relationship with one person.
There are many gay people in committed relationships with each other. In fact, the couple who started the gay marriage frenzy in San Francisco, one of the women is 83 and one is about 80, and they have been in a committed relationship for 51 years with each other.
Women. Let me ask you a question.
So your premises, Mike, are faulty to begin with.
Let me ask you a question, okay? Let's be honest here, okay?
But what was your point? Why did you call in?
Can I ask you a question?
No, let's finish what you started. You started with faulty premises that it's a lifestyle that is, unhealthy and it has nothing to do with commitment. But in fact, you have a lot of people. Just a minute. We have a lot of people who are committed and we have a lot of people who practice safe sex. You have a lot of heterosexuals who practice unsafe sex. So to say that only one group practices unsafe sex means that you really just are biased against them. You don't know what you're talking about, Mike. And insofar as a committed relationship, the more we have committed relationships in the society, whoever they're with, I think the more stable the society is, rather than people being with each other, spawning children, and then saying, hasta la vista in 5 minutes.
You're doing exactly what people told you not to do, Enid. Hello?
What's your point, Mike?
Let me ask you.
You made your point, and you base it on two erroneous premises, so I don't know if you're even worth talking to, but what is it that you want to keep asking me here?
I'll ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
In Chicago, the city government extended benefits to gay couples, right? Approximately 100 people signed up for that. Only 10 of them could meet the requirements. Do you know what the requirements were? The requirements were that the gay couples had to stay in a relationship for more than 6 months. Why is it that only 10 couples out of 100?
I don't, first of all, your information, I'm going to tell you right now, your information has been so faulty that unless you send me that documentation, I'm not going to trust what you tell me, Mike. And you can look at the divorce rate. All you have to do is look at the divorce rate of heterosexual couples, and it's 50%. I rest my case. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. 12:36, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 44 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by the Home Depot. A 42-year-old Littleton woman was murdered over the weekend, and her husband has been taken into custody for investigation. Investigators say the woman died Saturday night, but they're not yet saying how. Her husband was arrested just across the Colorado border in Raton, New Mexico, yesterday. New Mexico courts are open today, so he's expected to be arraigned today. The state legislature will be taking up two abortion bills this week. The first would require women to get an ultrasound with the form of the baby clearly marked on the film. It would also require women to wait for 72 hours. The second bill would require parental consent in writing for girls under 18 years of age. Six people doing some backcountry skiing yesterday near the Loveland ski area apparently set off an avalanche. Two were buried in the snow, with one of them able to dig out. The other had to be dug out by rescuers. Those rescuers say the skiers had all the right equipment, including avalanche beacons, and did everything correct after the snowslide. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche back home tonight to welcome the Vancouver Canucks. Avs beat the Canucks when they last played in January. Through March 3rd at the Home Depot, get no payments, no interest till January 2005 on select John Deere, Toro, or Honda purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. See store for details. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:38.
Say it.
You're absolutely correct.
Don't spray it. AM 1150 KNRC.
Does your accounting firm really know you, your business, and your goals? At Earhart Keefe, Steiner & Huttman, we spend time with you to learn about your business and your goals. As Denver's largest locally owned accounting firm, EKS&H has been serving companies for over 25 years. The roots of the success of EKS&H are built on a corporate culture where service is our priority. If you're looking for an accounting firm that is progressive and will really spend time with you, there's only one name that should come to mind, EKS&H. At Earhart, Keefe, Steiner, and Hotman, we'll support you with integrity to help your business flourish. Call us at 303-740-9400. That's 303-740-9400. Or visit us on the web at EKSH.com. EKSNH, Certified Public Accountants and Advisors. Trust that is earned.
KNRC News Time is 12:39. Time to go to Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by HP Business Printers. And really just a nice drive downtown. Of course, a lot less than normal traffic as most people are off for the President's Day weekend. We do have a lot of people up in the high country, though. Heavy traffic coming down 285 as well as on I-70 and US 6. So be aware that will be worse and worse as the day goes on. Buy an affordable HP colored laser jet 1500L now and get your business to experience the benefits of printing in HP color. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic on KNRC.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with a KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. We're going to stay sunny at least through midweek and temperatures rising above average as well, except for today. Today, lots of sunshine. Our high, 45, just a couple degrees below average, 47. Later on tonight, clear and 26. But for tomorrow, 57 is our high with lots of sunshine. Back to 57 for Wednesday with just a few clouds. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 44 degrees. KNRC news time is 1240. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
WB2. All this week, WB2 News at 9 has your complete low-carb guide. Tonight, a low-carb success story.
Low-carb does not consist of 2 pounds of bacon and a steak every night.
A local woman who lost over 100 pounds claims to know the low-carb secret.
If you want to be healthy, this is the best way to do it.
See how a low-carb diet changed her life forever.
Because I have never felt so good.
Your complete low-carb guide. Tonight and all this week on WB2 News at 9.
This is
WB2 Morning News.
Fresh local news whenever you wake up.
Just choose the time that works for you.
The most local news in the morning and weather and traffic on the twos.
It's a great way to start your day.
You should join us.
Make the most of your time in the morning. WB2 Morning News with Tom Green and Natalie Tisdall.
This is one show you don't want to miss.
Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9. Because your time counts. KNRC Market Watch.
This year's presidential election could cause stress on Wall Street.
The market just doesn't like change.
Keith Keenan, an institutional trader at Wall Street Access, says a tight presidential race, like in 2000, would not be well received by investors.
Even 3-4 weeks ago, people thought it would be, you know, a landslide in terms of Bush being reelected. I mean, a closer election is going to be a cause for concern because of the uncertainty associated with that.
And Keenan says it goes beyond politics.
The market's always in favor of an incumbent being reelected because, you know, investors, no matter whether they're Democrat or Republican, don't like the change that comes with the new administration.
Even if Democratic frontrunner John Kerry continues to gain support, says Paul Nolte at Hinsdale Associates.
It's almost the devil that you don't know in Kerry versus the devil you know in Bush, or at least you think you know. So it will create some confusion in the marketplace as we get closer to the election.
I'm Joe Matthew in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC. And now the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
1242 on the President's Day edition of Enid Live. I'm yours. Until 3 o'clock tomorrow, Richard Florida, the rise of the creative class, will be talking with him. We're talking about a lot of different things. We're talking about the love that dare not squeak its names, homosexuality in the animal community. Well, Mom and Dad didn't tell you about the birds and the bees. Apparently, there's more homosexual behavior. It's found, you know, in animals that are in captivity, but it's actually seen more frequently in studies of animals in the wild. Among birds, for instance, studies show that 10 to 15% of female western gulls in some populations in the wild are homosexual. Females perform courtship rituals like tossing their heads at each other or offering small gifts of food to each other, and they establish nests together. Occasionally, they mate with males and produce fertile eggs, but then return to their original same-sex partners. Their bonds, too, may persist for years. Among mammals, male and female bottlenose dolphins frequently engage in homosexual activity. Oh, those bottlenose dolphins, both in captivity and in the wild. Homosexuality is particularly common among the male dolphin calves. One male may protect another that is resting or healing from wounds inflicted by a predator. When one partner dies, the other may search for a new male mate. Researchers have noted that in some cases, same-sex behavior is more common for dolphins in captivity. Male and female rhesus macaques, a type of monkey, also exhibit homosexuality in captivity and in the wild. Males are affectionate to each other, touching, holding, embracing. Females smack their lips at each other and play games like hide-and-seek, peekaboo, and follow the leader in both sexes, not members of their own sex. So it goes on and on and on. What you didn't know about the birds and the bees. Make of that what you will. 303-382-1150. Michael, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, Enid.
Hi, Michael.
Glad to hear you're still on the air, because I'm very afraid and I'm very put out by the recent changes.
Well, let me give you the listener feedback number.
I already called.
Okay.
Believe me,
or do the emails online. I think that might be even be a better.
I will do that, too.
Email, online email, and I'm here, so don't worry. I'm here.
Well,
hang in there and keep listening to my show and keep telling your friends that I'm here so that I'll remain here.
I hope they don't bring Laura Ingraham on here and slip her in your time slot because that'll be the end of it all.
Well, when I said I'm an endangered species, what I meant was progressive liberal radio. It's not easy to find it, and when you have it, cherish it, protect it, support it, tell your friends about it so that we can keep the dialogue going.
All right. Well, keep up the good work. Let me just say, I want to ask, I wonder what the rate of suicide is amongst gulls, dolphins, and monkeys in the wild, human beings here live in a vacuum. Of course, homosexuals and lesbians don't have to put up with prejudice, ignorance, and hate, which, of course, has nothing to do with a person possibly becoming suicidal after they've been fed up with the way their fellow human beings treat them. And the other thing is that your friend in the Episcopal Church there, I can see her point because I think, you know, there's been enough theology and history and archaeology and everything else to confirm that Christ was a male. And I use priestess and actress still, not actor and priest for women. I don't see anything wrong with that. I think
a lot of actors in Hollywood don't want to be called actresses because they feel like it denigrates them. So women actors, they want to be called actors.
That's fine.
And
that's
nobody calls me a, I think I would feel a little insulted to be called a hostess. I'm a talk host. I'm not a talk hostess. I feel like a Twinkie if you call me a hostess.
I understand that. But when my wife is at home, and she has a dinner party. She's the hostess, and I don't really see very.
Now she said. Now my friend might have had it wrong. It might have not been the reference to Jesus as she. It might have been the reference to God as she, which we have heard. I've heard that before.
Well, that's fine. I belong to a temple here in town that you're familiar with, and our liturgy and our book, they use God. They don't use he and him and his and all like they used to in the past. But I believe that God embodies everything, including animals and including organic and inorganic and male and female. And I don't see any wrong with saying God, she, or goddess, for that matter. I think that really...
But you will admit that there is a slightly different connotation between God and goddess.
Historically, yes, but I think, you know, we've come along...
Well, no, we're talking about connotation, the word, connotative aspect of the word. All right, Michael, I think I take your point, and I thank you very much for the call. 303-382-1150. Mary calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mary.
Hello?
Hi. Welcome.
The guy was called from Chicago talking about them offering benefits.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't calling from Chicago, but he talked about the case in Chicago, which I'm not aware of the details. So,
well, we don't have to go to Chicago. Denver has a domestic partner benefit.
Okay.
And I was, my partner and I were the second couple to sign up for it. So I don't know. I mean, we had to prove that we do indeed live together. We chose to show them our marriage license and all that stuff. And so, you know, we don't have to talk about Chicago. We could talk about Denver.
Do you have to have lived together for a certain period of time in order to qualify for marriage benefits, or you promise to live together for a certain period of time in order to qualify, or how does that work?
I don't recall anything about it having to promise to stay together, and I don't even. I think it just we just needed to prove that we had the same residence. I don't think there was any time limit put on it. But it's been a while.
Well, it was our caller. It was our caller, Mike, and all of his other information was erroneous. So I can't.
Right.
I didn't put in a lot of faith in what he said. He'd have to send me some documentation. And so your point. Your point is about domestic partner benefits. What?
Well, just that. I don't know. You know, about the time limit and all that stuff. And you know, he was obviously he was prejudiced, and so he was using a lot of biased information as
right.
far as couples not staying together and stuff. I mean. I don't think the straights can really be bragging about staying together these days.
I think you got that right, Mary. Thanks for the call. 303-382-1150. Matt calling from Aurora. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid.
Hey, Matt.
The it was just about the this out not discrimination about gays, huh?
About what?
That's what it is. I mean, they want equality like everybody else, right?
And so?
So, but and then everybody says. Like, I'm against, you know, gays getting married. And then they use nice terms like, you know, homosexual. Why don't they say what they, you know, what they really mean?
I don't...
They bag it, right?
Yeah, you know
How
what?
How can you discriminate like that and then, you know, not say what you really mean?
So tell me what your point is. I'm not getting it, Matt.
All right, the whole thing, really, gays want equality, right?
So? He hung up because he had nothing to say except he wanted to say the word faggot on the air. I think that was the point of that phone call. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. We're talking about domestic partnership benefits. We're talking about who marriage should be reserved for. If you're a man, if it should be, if you talk to somebody like Marilyn Musgrave, it should be between a man and a woman. But what if you've had a sex change? What if you start out life as a girl and now you're a boy? What if you start out life as a boy and now you're a girl? How does that affect the this constitutional amendment? And what we know is that George W. Bush wants to pander to the evangelical right wing, and that's the one issue that gets him really going. So you're going to hear more about that as the election heats up. U.S. doctors, it's the TAPS are reporting that Saddam Hussein is dying, but it's like executions. If you've noticed in executions, if you're in a capital case. We alcohol. First of all, we put you on a 24-hour watch or 48-hour watch or something before the execution because we don't want you to kill yourself before the state can do it to you. And then we alcohol you before we do the lethal injection. God forbid you should get a cootie in there before the state can kill you. So here are some pictures of last meals. Ricky Lee Sanderson, he got a honey bun and a glass of water. Here was John William Rook. He was 27. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, a dozen hot dogs with mustard and a Coke. That was his last meal. Jeffrey Allen Barney got Frosted Flakes, a bowl of Frosted Flakes and chocolate milk. Harry Charles Moore got a bunch of good, healthy things. So if he goes to heaven, he had a couple of apples, about 3 or 4 apples, a couple of oranges, grapes, and a banana. Carla Faye Tucker, a banana and salad, and it looks like a nice a fruit of some sort, maybe a nectarine. And Donald J. Miller got some kind of a store-bought pie that has a lot of whipped cream on top, like a meringue or something. 303-382-1150. Steve on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Yeah, hi, Steve.
Okay, good. I'm on. Okay. I've got a solution, I think, to the whole gay marriage equality thing, and that is to just simply remove the government out of the marriage process. Have the government create civil unions for straight people, for gay people, and remove government completely from the whole marriage concept. Leave that to more social institutions rather than government institutions.
So everything then is a civil union?
Yes.
Oh, that's really a wonderful idea. I wonder what the downside of that would be, but that's a great idea, Steve. Thank you very much for that. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Talk that stimulates your mind. AM 1150 KNRC.
I have a family. Then there's my job. 50, 60, sometimes 70 hours a week. My dog likes walks. Friends like to get together. I'm forgetting something. Oh, right, sleep. Gotta find time to do that at least once a week.
Benjamin Franklin once said, "Do not squander time, for that is the stuff life is made of." The wealth management experts at First National Bank of Colorado know that your life is full. That's why we offer advisors who can help high net worth individuals manage their assets and have time left over to enjoy their lives.
It's such a relief to have a wealth management expert who can help me plan for the future.
For everything from asset management to investment services and more, the wealth management advisors at FNBC take the time to get to know you and understand your financial goals.
Now I get to spend more time with my family and friends. I get to walk an extra lap with the dog. And every now and then, I even get some sleep.
To secure your future, turn to the wealth management experts at First National Bank of Colorado. Call 303-308-3860.
Question: can anyone beat your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer's price on tires? That's right. Bring in any competitor's current price ad on the tires we sell, and we'll beat that price. We've got a wide selection of name-brand tires at low prices starting at $4 for only $99 or less on select tires. And they'll be installed by the quality care technicians who know your vehicle best. Why go anywhere else for tires? See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer for details through November 2nd. Mounting, balancing, and taxes extra.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
The Astor House in Golden presents a special etiquette tea on Saturday, February 21st, with seatings at 1:30 p.m. and 3 p.m. You'll learn the proper way to take tea, hear historical vignettes, and see the museum's Victorian wedding exhibit. Tickets are $22 per person and include the Victorian-style tea with a light luncheon and a self-guided tour of the museum. For tickets to tea time at the Astor House, call 303-278-3557. That's 303-278-3557. Through March 3rd at the Home Depot, get no payments, no interest till January 2005 on select John Deere, Toro, or Honda purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. See store for details.
Tune in Saturday morning from 10 a.m. till noon for Style Matters, sponsored locally by Aspen Grove, where life meets style. Style Matters is a weekly discussion of the Denver lifestyle as it relates to fashion and style. Hosted by Judy Schwartz and Evelyn Ehrman of the Style Matters column of the Rocky Mountain News, you'll hear lively discussion regarding fashion, style, local shopping, and more. That's Style Matters, Saturday morning from 10 till noon on 1150 KNRC. Sponsored by Aspen Grove, shopping Colorado style.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. Join me weeknights at 6 p.m. as Denver's Best Afternoon and Early Evening Talk continues exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
The courts are probably going to have a fun time trying to untangle it. So, you know, it may be just a piece of paper, but it'll have been a piece of paper that means a lot to us and that we will have done our part to fight for.
George has unfortunately positioned himself as a leader in the fight against equality for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered people.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:56 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're talking about a lot of things, and one of the things we haven't gotten to is that gay marriage proponents are targeting the Vice President Dick Cheney's daughter. She is an open lesbian. She's 34 years old. A new website has targeted her. Her name is Mary Cheney, openly gay daughter of Vice President Dick Cheney. Within an hour of its launch, DearMary.com, it attracted 100 emotional letters pleading with her to weigh in against the constitutional amendment. "Where is your courage, Mary?" asked one. "Your community needs your voice to dissent." She's a senior campaign official for her father's re-election. The website hopes to shame her back into the spotlight. What do you think? 303-382-1150. Tom, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Tom.
The last caller had a very good solution. The government shouldn't be issuing marriage licenses in the first place. In fact, do you know how marriage licenses came about?
How?
Because when the country was first founded, there were no marriage licenses. It was in the 19th century, about 1840 in Illinois, when the people there were very concerned about those strange Mormons and their religious ideas about polygamy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they decided that the government then needed to interfere. And actually, you know, that the government violated the First Amendment. The Mormons should be allowed their freedom of religion to practice polygamy if it's voluntary then and now. And even though the current LDS Church caved into political pressure and said, "All right, we'll do away with it," still,
well, you should. You're in favor of polygamy?
Well, I myself am.
Among consenting adults?
Sure.
You think this is a good idea?
I think it's up to the consenting adults if they're adults and if they consent. I don't think that it's a good idea for 80-year-old men to marry 14-year-old girls. No.
Yeah, but what if they all consent? Except the 14-year girls are underage, of course.
Well, they have to be an adult.
But what if they're 80-year-old men and 21-year-old girls?
Well, if the 21-year-old girl, well, how old was Anna Nicole Smith when she married the old guy? Come on, you know, let's be real.
I don't know, but he only had one wife at a time, apparently.
Well,
not that he may have noticed what he had exactly.
It's not the government's business. And see, that's the whole problem with these religious conservatives, that they, you know, I heard Musgrave on Lakey's show this morning, and she said that these homosexuals are trying to force everybody to accept their agenda. And actually, it's the reverse. These religious conservatives are trying to force everybody to accept their narrow, bigoted, prejudiced, hateful attitudes and twisted religious beliefs.
We're going to leave it there, Tom. I thank you for the call. We're out of time in this hour, but lucky you, two more hours of Enid Live coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC. You can join the conversation 303-382-1150. You'll talk to more people than you probably meet in the rest of your whole life, and you can affect the dialogue. I'm Enid. Keep it right here on
KNRC 1150.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 1 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 44 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by the Home Depot. Investigators in Littleton are continuing their work in the murder investigation of 42-year-old Barbara Parker, whose body was found yesterday morning. Her husband, Gregory, was arrested by New Mexico state troopers in Raton yesterday, just across the Colorado border. Littleton Police Sergeant Sean Dugan says Parker won't be spending much time in the land of enchantment.
They're not on a holiday today like we are here in Colorado, so their courts are open and he'll be arraigned today. Right now, we don't anticipate that he's going to fight extradition, so we think we'll be able to make arrangements today or tomorrow to have him brought back to Colorado.
An Amber Alert had been issued for the couple's three daughters, but that was canceled when the children were found safe at their grandparents' home. Investigators think the woman died Saturday night, but so far they haven't said how she died. Two abortion bills are up for consideration this week. The first would require that women who are thinking about getting an abortion will have to get an ultrasound with the unborn baby and have the form of the baby clearly marked on the film. Women would also have to wait 72 hours after the doctor gives them all the information about the procedure, and then sign a form saying they had the information. The second bill would require parental consent for girls under 18 years old in writing. That bill would make it possible for girls who can't get consent from their parents to sue their parents. Parents could also give written permission in advance. Six people were doing some backcountry skiing yesterday a little east of the Loveland ski area when they apparently set off an avalanche. The snow buried two of them. Rescuers say the skiers did everything right after the avalanche and had all the right equipment with them, including avalanche beacons. One of the two, caught by the snowslide, dug herself out. The other was dug out by rescuers and had no pulse and wasn't breathing. Emergency personnel revived him. He was flown to the hospital. Avalanche danger in Colorado rated at considerable above tree line right now, moderate elsewhere. Wisconsin voters go to the polls tomorrow. The latest poll. Poll shows 47% of them voting for Senator John Kerry. The Reuters MSNBC Zogby poll indicates 23%. Backing former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, 20%, casting their ballot for Senator John Edwards. Dean says if he doesn't win tomorrow's primary, he'll return to Vermont to decide his future. Edwards says he'll continue his run and hopes to gather momentum if Dean drops out. President Bush is celebrating President's Day in Florida today by telling an audience in Tampa that the nation's economy is strong.
One of the reasons it's strong is because the Congress wisely heeded my call and let people keep more of their own money.
Bush said when people have money, they spend it. Bush called his tax relief program a vital part of the economic recovery. He said the numbers back him up with new jobs being created. In Bush's words, things are looking up for America. Two separate bomb blasts killed two U.S. soldiers in Iraq today. One died in a city north of Baghdad. Two suspects already in custody. The Army is investigating whether or not a cell phone was used to trigger that bomb. The second explosion occurred in Baghdad. Also in Iraq's capital city, an explosion at an elementary school killed one student and and injured another. The children were playing near the school when Iraqi police say a discarded grenade exploded in a nearby dumpster. A possible link has been found between antibiotic use and breast cancer risk. Researchers in Washington State find women who take antibiotics for extended periods of time were 1.5 times more likely to develop breast cancer than those who rarely took the medications. The study appears in the Journal of the American Medical Association. California's Bay Area is the place to live if you're a single woman looking for a rich man. That's according to a study done by a marketing firm. Officials at Teasley say if you're looking for some place a little cooler, head north to the number 2 city. That's Anchorage, Alaska. The Washington-Baltimore corridor takes the third place spot. Stock market closed for the President's Day holiday, so no word to report from Wall Street today. In sports, the Avs already have a 6-point cushion over the Canucks. They'll try to make it an 8-point lead tonight when they host Vancouver. Colorado forward Teemu Selänne has bad news for the Canucks. He thinks the Avs' best hockey is still in the future.
I think we can still do it better. So I don't think we can be satisfied about this level. You know, we can do better, and that's what makes this team very special. You know, we just have to keep pushing each other and find a way to win the games.
Colorado comes into this game fresh off a 5-2 win at Detroit, while the Canucks are winless in their last three outings. Faceoff is a little after 7 tonight. Denver Nuggets have one more night off following the All-Star break. They get back on the court tomorrow night against the Philadelphia 76ers. College basketball action tonight has the Air Force Falcons in Texas to play the UT Pan American Bronx. Through March 3rd at the Home Depot, get no payments, no interest till January 2005 on select John Deere, Toro, or Honda purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. See store for details. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 105.
Congrats to former Bronco quarterback and one of Denver's own, John Elway, for his election into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Ready, break!
We are proud of you. Congrats from the staff at AM 1150 KNRC. WB2. All this week, WB2 News at 9 has your complete low-carb guide. Tonight, a low-carb success story.
Low-carb does not consist of 2 pounds of bacon and a steak every night.
A local woman who lost over 100 pounds claims to know the low-carb secret.
If you want to be healthy, this is the best way to do it.
See how a low-carb diet changed her life forever.
Because I have never felt so good.
Your complete low-carb guide. Tonight and all this week on WB2 News at 9.
This is WB2 Morning News.
Fresh local news whenever you wake up.
Just choose the time that works for you.
The most local news in the morning and weather and traffic on the twos.
It's a great way to start your day.
You should join us.
Make the most of your time in the morning. WB2 Morning News with Tom Green and Natalie Tisdall.
This is one show you don't want to miss.
Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9. Because your time counts.
KNRC News Time is 106. Time to check with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report brought to you by Albertsons. Normally a quiet drive. We do have a couple glitches around the system we need to take care of. I-25 at 6th Avenue. Don't have a direction on it, but watch for an accident there. Also, westbound I-70 at Peoria. Actually, going to be on Peoria. Coming to westbound, you're going to see a bit of a tie-up there, so watch for delays. Monday is Cheap Chicken Day at Albertsons. 8 mouth-watering pieces of fresh fried chicken, only $3.99. Cheap Chicken Day, Mondays at Albertsons. Helping make your life easier. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear Jimmy Lakey in the mornings beginning at 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with a KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. We'll be fine through the midweek period. Plenty of sunshine still left as we head through the remainder of this afternoon with a high around 44. And a few passing clouds tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-20s. Partly cloudy tomorrow, warmer with a high of 56. On Wednesday, look for a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 57. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Under partly cloudy skies, it's 44 degrees. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, we think Denver's choice for talk. Now one of the Mile High City's most entertaining talk personalities, the Enid Goldstein Show. Here's Enid.
107, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock today. One of the hot stories making its way on the Internet last week was on the Drudge Report. citing evidence or alleged evidence. We didn't know, is it a dirty trick? Is it a campaign ploy? Is there any truth to it? Between an alleged affair between John Kerry and a woman, about 27 years old, she has fled to Africa. She has a fiancé. She is a graduate of Columbia University and apparently is engaged to this man who worked in Parliament, and maybe she did too for a little while. She worked for the AP for a while. She has been a subject of rumors linking her to Senator John Kerry. She denied that she ever had an affair with him, breaking her silence 4 days after the allegation surfaced on the Internet. Her name is Alexandra Pollier, or Pollier, P-O-L-I-E-R. She issued a statement to the AP saying, "I have never had a relationship with Senator Kerry, and the rumors in the press are completely false. He has already denied the report that he has had an extramarital affair. His campaign said that he would have no further comment today." Her statement was released to the AP in Nairobi, where the 27-year-old freelance journalist is visiting the parents of her fiancé. He is an Israeli who was raised in Kenya. She previously worked as an editorial assistant for the AP in New York. "Whoever is spreading these rumors and allegations does not know me," she said. She's been appealing to the media to respect her privacy and the privacy of her fiancé and his family. She also took issues with reports that referred to her as a former Kerry intern. "I never interned or worked for John Kerry," she told the AP over the phone. In a separate statement, her parents, Terry and Don Pollier, or Pollier, of Malvern, Pennsylvania, dismissed the, quote, "completely false and unsubstantiated allegations about their daughter." They said, "We love and support her 100%, and these unfounded rumors are hurtful to our entire family. We appreciate the way Senator Kerry has handled the situation, and we intend on voting for him for President of the United States." The statement did not address purported quotes by Pollier's parents in the British tabloid The Sun that were harshly critical of Kerry. Kerry has won 14 of the 16 Democratic primaries and caucuses. He's expected to be the Democratic challenger to President Bush. Rumors of this relationship between Kerry and Pollier first appeared Thursday on the Internet and were picked up by newspapers in several countries outside the U.S. However, few U.S. publications printed her name or printed anything about the story. I saw nothing in the major publications. I saw nothing in the Washington Post. I saw nothing in the New York Times or the L.A. Times. Anybody, I imagine that the reporters are trying to nail it down and they haven't found anything. Regarding her silence until now, Pollier said, "Because these stories were false, I assumed the media would ignore them. It seems that efforts to peddle these lies continue, so I feel compelled to address them." By Monday, reporters and photographers by today were camped outside her home, or the home of her fiancé's parents in Nairobi, and at one point pursued the car of her fiancé's mother as she left the walled compound. She and her fiancé met at Columbia University. They arrived in Kenya last October. She graduated from Clark University in Worcester, Mass., 1999, and received her master's in journalism from Columbia, 2003. Do you want to comment on, would you like to comment on this woman being... She's denying any rumors of an affair with John Kerry. By the way, it's reported that he was operated on for prostate cancer. He had prostate cancer surgery, and I believe he underwent either radiation or chemotherapy. So he actually might not be, he might actually not be all that functional in that department. But I'm not walking around in my Sherlock Holmes deerstalker cap with a microscope or a magnifying glass. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Is this dirty tricks? Is this the beginning of no punches pulled, the worst kind of filthy campaigning? Is this the beginning of it? Was Drudge used by Republican operatives here? What do you think? And Chris Lehane, who he fingered in retailing this rumor, has taken exception to it, and Drudge took that down off of his website. What do you think about that? 303-382-1150. Brooke, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I'm very well, Brooke.
Good. I just as a side note, if Matt Drudge spent his entire life looking at extramarital affairs that go on in Washington, D.C., he'd probably be tied up until about 2029.
Well, it's interesting that he's the first to spread the goods, but David Brock said that Matt Drudge came on to him, David Brock. So what Matt Drudge's sexuality is, we're not seeing that trumpeted on his website.
Precisely. But what I wanted to call you about is that you kind of made me think this morning when you were talking about you had a friend who got up and left during a church service when the minister referred to God as a she.
Now, she said, my friend, now maybe she recollected it wrong. My friend, obviously a woman, does not like female priests. And I said, why not? And she said she went to a service The woman referred to, the priest referred to Jesus, she said, as she, my friend got up and walked out and never looked back and managed to call. There's a number, I think a synod or something, and you can find out where the Episcopal churches are that have no female priest. Now, for another woman not to want a female priest, that was pretty interesting. I was surprised to hear that.
Perhaps I should preface the point by saying I'm an agnostic, so as far as I'm concerned, God could be a big yellow balloon in the sky. But if people who believe in God continue to say he, wouldn't we have to ask where, pray tell, this man came from? Should he not have been born from a woman? That's why your point where you said, I would think that an androgynous being encompassing all would have to be the person that you would have to think that God was.
Well, actually, though, I could argue because God is omnipotent, maybe God's development, God was always here, not born of a man or woman, but who knows.
But these people who continuously say his, him, he, I think it's quite clear that most people believe that God is a man.
I think this is, calling it he is grammatically correct. That's been changed now in time for political correctness to be they, but calling it he was always grammatically correct, and dare I be puckish here, it's probably just some lame attempt to pump up men because women are so much, it's so much more going for them. Thank you, Brooke. I appreciate the call. 303-382-1150. Matt, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, Matt.
I love your show because I call in and I think I'm going to speak about something else. You make a point about that, and then I want to talk about something else you're speaking about when I'm on hold. So I really appreciate you having this forum and us like-minded people able to call in.
Well, I like to think that we have a really movable feast here. It's a freewheeling conversation 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, noon to three. You'll get more nutrients from this conversation than for anything you're possibly going to consume at lunchtime. But
no
I guess
kidding.
But I guess I'm biased.
Well, I wanted to call and talk about the marriage issues, but I wanted to talk, you asked, is this the beginning of a really ugly campaign and the mudslinging? And I think so, but in some ways I'm kind of happy about it because I think finally for the first time in a long time the Democrats are going to fight back. And I think that a lot of things that Bush is going to pull are going to be turned right around and thrown back in his face, and I think it's going to really backfire this year. And it's refreshing to hear that young woman come out and give such an articulate response and say, you know, leave me alone. Nothing happened. It's good to see that.
Yeah, I mean, she really stepped up to the plate. And the only place you're getting any kind of stories about her and her parents calling John Kerry a sleazeball are from some kind of sleazy publications in England, The Sun for one.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I really don't know. We'll see if more comes out. But it looks to me, right now, it looks to me like there's nothing there. Maybe that may change. Right now, it looks like a campaign dirty trick, but who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, I wanted to make a real quick point on the marriage issue. There was the black state representative from Massachusetts over the weekend when they were debating this, said that she could remember growing up in the South and going through the Brown versus the Board of Education and saying that she remembers feeling like almost a citizen, and she couldn't vote for this because she doesn't want to make somebody else feel like almost a citizen again. And that's exactly what it is. They're treating the gays and lesbians like they are not Americans, and they shouldn't be protected under the Bill of Rights. And it's sick, and it makes my stomach turn. And I'm ashamed almost every day at how this administration and the Republican-controlled Congress is really going after this. And there's some Democrats out there, too.
Well, they're doing it because it's a wedge issue. It's easy to step on it. It's easy to get traction with it. And what it does is further divide the country. At a time when we're facing real terrorism issues, when we're facing serious economic issues, a house divided, remember that saying, a house divided cannot stand. You want to find the common good, and you want to find common ground. I thank you for the call, Matt. 303-382-1150. That opens up one line. The lines are about full, but you can still somebody grab it. Let's go to George in Denver. Hi, George. You're live with Enid.
Oh, how you doing?
Doing well, George.
Great show.
Thank you.
I'd like to, I'm like the other caller. I was calling in about the intern issue, but I think that's basically going to be the norm for the Bush administration, or I should say the Bush campaign, as that's where Mr. Rove has done everything in his whole career. So it doesn't surprise me that there's really nothing to it, but it does surprise me that the Democrats are actually fighting back and saying, hey, this is a dirty trick, and something needs to be done on it. And I think the more important issue is more so would probably be the marriage issue, because I think it's you have people that for some reason people just want to butt in to situations that it's really, really, really none of their business. I could care less. I have friends who are gay, and I could care less what their marital status is. If they want to go get married, that's fine with me. You know, I just got married last year. I don't have a problem with anybody getting married, because I think it makes the country better in a whole if we are, in a sense, more even and common. But I think the Republicans, I shouldn't even say Republicans, I think the religious right wants to drive these issues and just kind of obscure the economic problems that the country are having just to get Bush reelected. I think it's kind of like a multi-pronged attack to obscure everything to make sure that he gets elected, because the situation is, it's reminding me back to when this time around when his dad was going through the whole cycle.
Well, all I can say is I think the worm has turned. I really think that right now Bush is extremely vulnerable. I want to thank you, George, for the call. And a lot of people aren't talking about this, but we did the show live from the press club on Friday. We had a lot of fun. It was a Valentine's Day show. But the story broke, and only USA Today had it, as far as I'm aware. But here's the headline. Arms hunt endowed in 2002, pre-war study predicted that the search would be fruitless. A classified U.S. intelligence study done 3 months before the war in Iraq predicted a problem now confronting the Bush administration, the possibility that Iraqi weapons of mass destruction might never be found. The study by a team of U.S. intelligence analysts, military officers, and civilian Pentagon officials warned that U.S. military tactics, guerrilla warfare, looting, and lying by Iraqi officials would undermine the search for banned Iraqi weapons. Portions of the study were made available to USA Today. Three high-ranking U.S. intelligence officials described its purpose and conclusions. Here's what you've got. You have got an administration that knew before it went in that it might not find any kinds of weapons of mass destruction, that analysis that came from very good sources, State Department sources, and also the CIA, was discredited in favor of what Mother Jones Magazine calls the Lie Factory, a special unit set up in the Pentagon that only wanted to concoct what it wanted to concoct, and it ignored some of this other very serious research. So I think as more and more of these stories come out, I think you're gonna see Bush become more and more vulnerable, and you're gonna see more and more stories, more and more dirty tricks campaigning, and it came early that Kerry might have had an affair with an intern. Well, so far she denies it, and he's denying it. And unless you've got a semen-stained dress, who's going to prove what? 303-382-1150. Joe, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Great show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm from Africa, and I've been in this country for 9 years. I support Bush, but I think this WMD issue will hurt him, because, like me, I don't want to vote for a Democrat, but I might not vote for Bush because I'm a little bit worried about.
You're not going to vote for Bush, or you are going to vote for Bush?
Yeah, I might not vote for Bush, but I find it hard to vote for.
Why? Why are you finding it hard to vote for a Democrat when Bush lied to you and screwed up the economy and wasted taxpayers' money?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I might not vote for Bush, but I might stay home because I'm a Christian. I find it hard to vote for anybody who is pro-choice, you know. So it's going to hurt.
That's going to be your only litmus test, if it's pro-choice, no matter if he's pro-choice and he runs the country down economically, he sends you or your children off to war, or your loved ones or friends of yours to fight a war that was bogus from the start based on a whole bunch of lies. And your only litmus test, Joe, is going to be whether or not he's pro-choice. God help us.
No. That is not the only test, but the point is, in it, when it comes to people like us, we really look at the social issues more, because we don't want to see America.
Well, look, he doesn't have money for education. He talks about No Child Left Behind, and then he stiffs the program. So you got to look at somebody. Joe, if you are talking about social and moral issues, why don't you vote for somebody who doesn't lie to you? 303-382-1150. Bill on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
Good, Bill.
I kind of expected the Karl Rove type attack on Kerry's character, and I'm surprised it took as long as it did. As soon as he became a measurable threat, then they're going to throw everything they have about it. In fact, there's a campaign going on now with right-wing retired military officers who are sending out emails
dishing Kerry's military service and downplaying the fact that he won the Silver Star in combat. So,
well, and they're also trying to dish on Kerry that he took a lot of special interest money, but who took more corporate special interest money, Enron, Halliburton, so on, than George W. Dickey Bush?
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. That leaves one line open. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Across Denver and the Front Range, more and more of you are choosing AM 1150 KNRC as Denver's premier talk station. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Most radio commercials try to pique your interest. This one will try to lower yours. Your high-interest student loans, that is. Do what over 300,000 people have already done and call 1-800-2-COLLEGE. By calling College Loan Corporation, you can lower your monthly payments by refinancing your student loans with federal rates as low as 2.63%. That's right, 2.63%. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
In a perfect world, a daily dose of vitamins would come from a daily donut. Influenza would be a quaint Italian city, and the sniffles would be a classic rock band. But the world isn't perfect, and that's why there's Walgreens, with vitamins, nutritional supplements, and knowledgeable pharmacists to answer questions and help you maintain as perfect health as possible. That's life. This is Walgreens.
If you have a fever, try Walgreens brand pain relievers and fever reducers. It's the brand America trusts.
In 1779, before he became the second president of the United States, John Adams wrote to his wife Abigail, "I am but an ordinary man. The times alone have destined me to fame." As John's political career grew and the couple's correspondence continued year upon year, these two preserved a unique and historical legacy through their intimate accounts and keen insight into the founding of our nation. In an effort to bring these two characters and their worlds to life, and as part of the Continuing American Spirit series, the Colorado Endowment for the Humanities will present An Evening with John and Abigail Adams, America's first true political couple, on state at historic Trinity United Methodist Church in downtown Denver on Thursday, February 19th, 2004, from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Tickets to this unique fundraising event are $35 and may be purchased by phone at 303-894-7951 or online at www.ceh.org. Again, to purchase tickets, call 303-894-7951.
Join our Voice at Work fraternity. If you listen to AM 1150 KNRC at work, let us know, and you'll get a goodie package, including a KNRC t-shirt. Go to our website at knrcradio.com and sign up. You listen to us on your way to work, and you listen to us on your way home. Why not get something free for listening at work? We like free, and it's a way for us to say thank you for making AM 1150 KNRC your number one choice for news and talk in Denver. Our web address, knrcradio.com.
AM 1150 KNRC. I see. Get better stock information than Martha Stewart got. CBS Market Watch, mornings and afternoons at 40 past the hour. Exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
126 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. We have some Girl Scout cookies courtesy of Dave Rogers' daughter, but he's our CFO, but I wasn't around when they took the orders. Those are really good. It used to be that Girl Scout cookies looked better than they tasted, but these are really good, unfortunately. 303-382-1150. We'll take your orders here now if you want to call in for some Girl Scout cookies. 303-382-1150. There is one line open. Grab it. 303-382-1150. We are talking about the rumor mill. We're talking about the dirty tricks. We're talking about the intelligence that tells us that the arms hunt was endowed even in 2002. An intelligence report classified U.S. intelligence study said that they weren't going to find any WMDs. Oh, I just have to tell you, I'm going to the Colorado Symphony Orchestra on Thursday night to hear Art Garfunkel. And guess what? He just got busted for marijuana possession. He paid a $100 fine and $100 in cost. He was speeding along in a limousine, and then cops stopped the limousine for speeding. And then they busted him for marijuana possession. But I assume he's still going to be, stoned or not, I assume he's going to be singing with the Colorado Symphony Orchestra. And I am going on Thursday, but he's also scheduled to appear with the Colorado Symphony Orchestra on Saturday as well. He was charged with unlawful possession of marijuana.